Leader Bites for Entrepreneurs with Elaine Jacob.
Victor Hugo said this. He said, an invasion of armies can be resisted, but not an invasion of ideas. Oh, I love that. Some of the good news for all of us here is that no matter how complicated life gets, no matter how difficult problems seem, good thinking can make a difference if we make it a consistent part of our lives. The more we engage in good thinking, the more good thoughts will come to us. Success comes to those who habitually do things that unsuccessful people do. And achievement and success comes from good thinking, you know, and the more good thoughts we think, the more we attract. And I love this, you know, and I think that many times we don't always think about it. I do hope that you set some time aside every day to think, because thinking is the determining factor of success in our lives. So think about what you can do to become a better thinker. You know, many times in life for entrepreneurs, we just go, 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 do. You know, we're constantly just on the hamster wheel. And thinking gives us an opportunity to reflect, to look back, to look forward, to see where we are and to see whether our results, you know, are the ones that we were going after in the first place. I think it's so interesting when you start out a project, something called scope creep sets in, which is the way you anticipated it, it didn't always play out that way. And then you get like somewhere lost in changes. And so reflection and thinking helps us to constantly evaluate, are we still on the right path? John C. Maxwell says something which I love. He says, experience is not the greatest teacher. Evaluated experience are. So this is where I'm asking you to stop, evaluate experiences, and look at what thinking brought you here, what needs to change, what can you do differently, or are you still on track to the moon? Because every single project is a moonshot. Every single thing is as if we're aiming for the moon. But we've got to constantly course correct to make sure we stay on path. So do join me tomorrow where we will continue to dig deeper into our thinking and specifically look at limiting beliefs.